The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
The home planet of Captain Spock from Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not a captain.
No, it doesn't. That's right. It does say captain here, and that's not true.
Well, maybe he did
it's Captain Kirk, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's Lieutenant Spock,
did
right?
Did Spock end up getting his own thing?
I think he ended
in the movies,
an admiral at some point.
In the movies,
oh well, that's bigger than captain. Anyway, the home planet of Spock,
but he was just first officer.
Yeah, from Star Trek might actually exist. They are now saying astronomers have discovered a new exoplanet that orbits 40 Eridani A, which is where the fictional planet Vulcan would be.
Yeah, that's where he had to go back when he.
I saw the headline said they found Spock's planet. I said, they really did.
They found a planet
where they say it is. Got it. Well, maybe it is there.
Spock lives over there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we discovered a planet. Let's call it Vulcan.
Keep an eye on
Vulcan
that. I think
Lloyd
it is.
McClendon.
Lloyd McClendon. Yeah. Vulcan A, Lloyd McClendon.
I forget how often it happened, but
it's Monday, by the way. We can say that joke.
Spock would basically go into heat.
So I heard that. Did he rot? Like, did he rub his butt against the rug?
No, no.
I didn't see that episode.
Against produce.
Yeah, they would have to take him back to the planet Vulcan
to get laid.
Yeah, or he would die.
What happened there? Did he get laid there? You're the Star Trek guy. Didn't he kiss a couple chicks on the show?
Oh, yeah, but
yeah,
that was
against his... Oh, he was part human, too, wasn't he?
That was his human side through. And usually,
What happened on Volcania, whatever they call
there
that?
There was something, you know, on the planet surface that brought out his human side. So, you know, he was with more than one chick during the...
I knew that.
The series.
Did he have a penis?
I never saw it. They never showed that.
Not like Batman.
Now we've seen Batman.
Yeah, I do not know. They never.
Well, Batman was human.
Detailed what the Vulcan genitalia was like,
and they should.
But I'm sure some Star Trek, somebody who's geekier than I am, probably knows a little bit about that, and probably knows about the rank that Spock achieved with the United Federation of Planets. Did you get a call on that, Puss?
No.
Oh,
no.
You didn't. Okay. I thought
you might. Ask Puss, how do you get a Vulcan pregnant? Ask him that question. It's funny as hell. Sure, it's the same punchline. It'll be the same punchline, but ask Puss, how do you get a Vulcan pregnant? It's a great joke.
Vulcan A.
I can't believe I said Vulcan A.
I can, and I enjoyed it. I'm kind of sorry.
I'm glad you did, because I threw it out there thinking I'm going to get hammered for this.
I enjoyed it. I'm sorry, and I'm kind of sorry.
It was well played.
You should be sorry.
Thank you.
but I'm glad you gave me the courtesy. Yeah.
I'm not apologizing. Yeah, I thought
it
was great.
It worked here.
It worked
great.
In this room.
Great.
So you guys shop at Nordstrom, and perhaps you saw over the weekend.
I was there yesterday.
Nope.
Perhaps you saw over the weekend or late last week.
He achieved a captain at some point.
Okay.
No, shoot.
Yeah. So Captain Spock was not incorrect.
No, no. But most of the time he was a first officer, lieutenant commander.
Did you Google the Spock have a penis? Because the human side has a penis, right?
Let me Google Vulcan genitalia
for you. Again.
Bookmark. Check the bookmark. Hit the bookmark.
He's got about half.
He just types in V. This spells Vulcan genitalia.
Welcome back, Tom.
Todd's history.
So I don't know if you were shopping at Nordstrom's or just looking online at all the stuff you could buy at Nordstrom's, but you know, late last week and over the weekend, there was the big news about that brand new pair of distressed sneakers that look like they have the duct tape across the toe.
I saw this. Is it duct tape? Or is it just built in? It looks like they're old sneakers.
Yes. They're brand new sneakers.
And how much?
So they
$530.
Now, there is an argument against these. I read that, the headline. Did you hear that?
Yeah. It
glorifies poverty.
Yes, and homelessness and all that stuff. $530, sneakers, the Golden Goose Superstar taped sneaker.
By the way, I had taped sneakers at one point in high school. I had a pair, I mean, like third grade or something.
Yes.
I had a pair of taped sneakers back then.
Tape them up. Yeah. Good to go.
I did, and we weren't rich, but I wasn't poverty stricken, but I had the tape. I taped a couple of sneakers up that day. Nowadays, they don't, I'm
we
sure.
We thought nothing of it, actually.
Yeah, right. Also, that was a long time ago.
It was.
Yeah. Well, we were kids when the faded jeans started coming into style. Yeah. And, you know, then eventually the ripped up jeans.
I'd have to see those in person because they are, I saw the photo of them and it looked like it was real tape on there.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't put just real tape and put a hole in them for $500. Must be fake looking tape and that they probably don't break on you.
You may be able to see them. They're sold out.
Oh, yeah.
Sold out. $530.
Man, how many parents told their kids, why don't you just rip your old ones and tape them up like dad did? $500.
Yeah, let me get you some Chuck Taylors.
Right. Put a hole in those Bears. Eventually, you'll get a little hole in the Converse, you know?
Right.
Balkan genitalia has been the subject of a great fanish interest for many decades.
Well, I'm guessing there's a lot of fan, what's that called? Fan fiction? Mm. People write fan fiction, yeah. They take stories and people in literature and expand on their own fiction.
Well, here's what they concentrate on.
I bet you it looks like a toadstool, like Trump's.
It could.
Yeah, it might be.
But red-blooded creatures have pink extremities. I mean, if you look at like the back of your hand.
Yeah, Puss told me that, yeah.
Yeah, and the Vulcan's blood is green. So they're curious of what color the extremity would be if your blood is green.
Hoping it's a green one.
You're doing a really good job.
You're
doing a really good job of reading this, like you're just finding this.
He's
out.
He's not. He's actually talking out loud. He's not looking at the screen, right? He's not looking at the screen.
You're making it sound like you didn't know this.
Yeah, I swear. Yeah. He glances down once in a while just to make it look real.
I wish I were.
It's off the top of your head.
I
man.
Wish I were that geeky and that knowledgeable.
I wish you weren't.
Can't believe it was ever discussed among my Star Trek fan buddies.
Hmm. What Spock's penis looks like?
Yeah.
All right.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.